This Sunday is the Sunday of the Passion of our Lord. The Psalm of the day is taken from Psalm 118, verses 19 through 29. The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 through 9. The epistle is taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, as follows. Have this in mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has exalted him, and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel comes from the book of St. Matthew, chapter 27, verses 11 through 66. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the Gospel reading for this Sunday from St. Matthew. He will read that for you now, with the sermon for this Sunday titled, His Blood Be Upon Us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 27th chapter. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said, You have said so. But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, Do you not hear how many things they testify against you? But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream. Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, Which of the two do you want me to release for you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate said to them, Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? They all said, Let him be crucified. And he said, Why? What evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, Let him be crucified. So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. And all the people answered, His blood be on us and on our children. Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. This day is called Passion Sunday, but it's also Palm Sunday. When Jesus entered into Jerusalem, to the cheers of crowds and the waving of palm branches, Hosanna! So Palm Sunday or Passion Sunday, which do you prefer? Shouts of Hosanna or Crucify Him? Passion Sunday is a bit rougher than Palm Sunday. There is betrayal, denial, arrest, trials, beatings, mockery, and the crucifixion. Not fun stuff. In fact, it would be stuff you'd rather forget, except that the gospel won't let you forget it. The palms lead to the passion. The donkey leads to the cross. The hosannas lead to the silence of the cross. Just as you can't have Easter Sunday without Good Friday, so you can't have Palm Sunday without Passion Sunday. It's really a collision of two agendas, two kingdoms, two crowds, and two messiahs. On the one hand is Barabbas. His name means son of the father. He was, from the Roman perspective, a terrorist. To the Jews, maybe a messianic hopeful, and one of many who attempted to overthrow Roman rule and restore the throne of King David to Israel. He wasn't the first, and he wouldn't be the last. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem riding a donkey, he was intentionally pushing on all the messianic buttons. David rode a donkey into battle, and the prophet Zechariah said that Messiah would ride on a donkey. The point is that Jesus intentionally and knowingly rode into a hotbed of insurrection and intrigue. He knew they were plotting to kill him. He knew that Jerusalem was boiling over with anticipation. He knew Barabbas and his followers were waiting for their execution. He knew the religious leaders were conspiring against him. He knew Pilate would do anything to keep a Passover riot from happening, including turning loose a known rebel. He knew all this, and yet he did it. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross and scorned its shame. For the joy of your salvation, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death on a cross. There's a curious thread of blood that runs through the Passion story. It begins on the night of Jesus' betrayal. Jesus takes the cup and gives it to each of his disciples. "This cup is my blood of the new covenant, which is being poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." The covenant in which God forgives sin and remembers iniquity no more. He gives them his blood as wine to drink, and so binds them in a covenant of blood. They are bound to his death, and he to theirs. Later, Judas sees the outcome of Jesus' arrest and repents of his betrayal. He takes the 30 pieces of silver back to the temple. "I've sinned in betraying innocent blood," he says. He wants to be cleared of the blood of Jesus, but the priests have no absolution to offer him. "What is that to us?" they say. "That's your problem." Judas takes the 30 pieces of silver and throws them into the temple treasury and goes and hangs himself in despair. The priests can't keep the money because it's blood money, so they buy the field of blood as a burial place. And Pilate washes his hands at Jesus' trial and says, "I am innocent of this man's blood. He's your problem." And the crowd says, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." They say it in mockery, the way the world always does when it comes to Jesus. But they speak a great and profound truth. His blood must be upon you if you are to be saved. The Passion is a rich narrative of characters of all sorts, and we are all of them. From Peter the denier, to Judas the betrayer, to Barabbas the rebel, to Pilate the man who is just trying to keep peace and his job. We are like each of them, faithful and faithless, confessing and denying, taking the practical way out, openly shaking our fist in rebellion against the reign of God. And in an even greater sense, Jesus is all of them and all of us. The Bible says he became our sin who knew no sin. He became all of it to save us. The world threw its worst at Jesus. All that we do to each other, all that others do to us, the worst of our inhumanity came to bear on Jesus, and he absorbed it all, becoming our sin so that in him we might become his righteousness. We are part of both crowds, the pro-Jesus crowd and the pro-Barabbas crowd. One crowd waves palm branches, the other brandishes swords and weapons. We wave our palms and sing our hosannas on Sunday, but on Monday it's back to business as usual in a dog-eat-dog world where Barabbas, the alpha dog, is admired for getting the job done. This world has little use for Jesus. But look to King Jesus and his cross. Follow the path of sorrows. He walks alone to save you. Hail him with your palm branches, and then, like Simon of Cyrene, take up your cross and follow him. He will lead in the paths of righteousness. He will lead you through the dark valley of death and the grave to eternal life. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. May his blood be upon us and upon our children. Indeed. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We join now to confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Taught by our Lord, and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Collect for this Sunday of the Passion.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh, and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience, and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.